This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you want to know the model of internet censorship and how the globalists are going to control every facet of life, we're going to be covering it coming up at the start of the next segment. Rand Paul introduces a bill to kill Obama gun control. There is just so much coming up today. But first off, John Bound, as we open so many shows, is another powerful report on the type of stuff they've tucked into the omnibus bill. Not just open borders, not just bringing in the Syrian refugees, not just all this pork barrel, but censoring and controlling the internet in the name of cybersecurity, more NSA spying. Here's that report.
Back in April of 2015, 55 civil society organizations, security experts, and academics signed a letter opposing CISA. Then in October of 2015, the Senate passed the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act by a vote of 74 to 21. That act quietly slipped its way into the government funding omnibus bill that was recently signed into law by President Obama. However, the CISA privacy provisions added to the omnibus stripped even more privacy protections than the October version. They took a bad bill and they made it worse, says Robin Green, policy counsel for the Open Technology Institute. Essentially, warrantless searches of anyone's private information will be shared between third-party companies and a whole new host of federal agency portals, local police fusion centers, and as a side effect, foreign hackers. Wired reports, the earlier bill had only allowed that back-channel use of the data for law enforcement in cases of imminent threats, while the new bill requires just a specific threat, potentially allowing the search of the data for any specific terms regardless of timeline.
The fact is, not every bill with cybersecurity in the title is necessarily a good idea. I believe this bill will do little to make Americans safer, but will potentially reduce the personal privacy of millions of Americans in a very substantial way. The groups that I'm talking about are ones with members who have companies with millions and millions of customers. And they're saying they can't support this bill at this time. I think I know why. These companies who didn't have a problem with previous kinds of versions of this legislation are saying they don't support it. These companies, Mr. President, are hearing from their customers. And they're worried that their customers are saying, this doesn't look like it's going to protect our privacy. Of course we want to be safe. We also want to have our liberty. Ben Franklin famously said, anyone who gives up their liberty to have security really doesn't deserve either.
In 2013, declassified documents revealed that the NSA had been scooping up thousands of emails of citizens it wasn't allowed to target. Simply put, if the government has any concern, whether real or imagined, about John Q. Public, they can easily raid any and everything Mr. Public shares online, and there is nothing John Q. can do about it. Emails, financial information, political philosophy, all of this done in the name of the CIA's blockbuster fail, The Interview, after Americans were sold the propaganda that North Korea had hacked Hollywood. Americans are now surveilled from the skies, wiretapped through their cell phones. Energy usage is gathered by smart meters for the inevitable carbon taxation coming, and all personal documents and information are devoured online without Americans' consent. This makes the East German secret police, the Stasi, look like the Cub Scouts. Completely unconstitutional, completely un-American, and illegal. Dealing a final death blow to the Fourth Amendment. Solutions for the time being? Use a VPN service and change your DNS server. It won't be long before where you are officially informed that you are no longer an American citizen. Your new self-identity is as the property of the New World Order. God bless what's left of America. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
It is a takeover of the species itself.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
A dizzying array of incredible information. Hopefully I'll get to 10% of it here today. Where to begin? Where to start? Nico came in this morning, one of the main producers of the radio / TV transmission. And he said, I know you've mentioned this, but Buckley, my cousin who helped found InfoWars 20 years ago, who's on vacation right now, he said, Buckley is sending me all these text messages and emails and freaking out about this and says you ought to cover it. So I guess Buckley just discovered this, and I say that in a good way because I mentioned it a few times 6 months ago. I talked about it when Zuckerberg had the head of Chinese Internet censorship to the United States for 2 weeks of intensive meetings about how to censor the Internet better. He then, of course, met with Merkel and was caught on a hot mic saying he would do that. And then I'm glad that Buckley's freaking out about this because this is something that we should freak out about. Because when you understand this and you understand Chinese government censorship is the model and the testing ground for the rest of the world because it is an open totalitarian state. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And they execute you for your political views there. And the fact that our media won't even talk about that today shows you just how authoritarian the mindset is of our leaders. But when you wonder what all the NSA and corporate spying and the fusion of all that information is about, and the algorithms that can predict what you're going to purchase online weeks before you do it, it's bigger than just predicting the future in mass trends down to basically 1/100th of a percent. It's about then guiding future trends by manipulating stimuli. When you get 7 million plus people wired into the internet and you're tracking all the different metrics from energy usage to keystrokes to what people are buying, where they're going, what they're saying, and you feed that all into giant supercomputers, you get basically godlike predictive powers. You want to know why the elite are on such a power trip? This is why. And just in the last few days, I've talked to a very successful, well-known director and producer in person who I've known for years, and I've talked to other people that I've known for more than a decade who have said, yeah, okay, 16, 17 years ago, I thought you were funny, thought a lot of what you said was true, but thought you were a crazy kook. It's all true now. I basically listen all the time, but I'm going to just go along with the system now and not even talk about any of these issues that I had talked about a little bit because I'm afraid for my family. That's separate from the producer-director. But the producer-director was pretty much at that point. Because in Hollywood and in New York and the big media centers in D.C. and Chicago, they openly call people into boardrooms now and tell them, you're either with the world government and the totalitarian takeover, or you're going to be left behind with the rest of the unwashed masses. We are turning off the resources. We're saving the planet from the scourge of humans. You get on board, or you're going to be cut off. And they're calling the military in from basically captains and above, especially in special operations, and giving them the same sick speeches. And it's kind of having a paradoxical effect that it makes what we do just have incredible credibility in the power structures. Just frightening influence the show has. Believe me, I'm not bragging, folks. And I knew we had a lot of influence a long time ago, but man, it's like thunderbolt level. I cannot believe I'm in this position. I look at my reporters and I tell them, I mean, do you understand the position you're in? How important what you cover is? What you do? The eyes of the world are on you. And then you know, even finding out super prominent conservative icons are afraid for their kids and don't think humanity is up to the challenge of taking on the New World Order. And they listen to this show and they say, we really appreciate the job you're doing, but we're not going to take this on. Just because I talked about the Hollywood producer and director, I talked about this other big media personality, and then I was talking about another famous movie star just now, who just is basically going to hide out and do some things against tyranny, but just kind of do it at impulse speed, kind of life support speed. And we're not going to turn anything around with that attitude. And I'm not up here criticizing anybody. I am just so committed to this. And I talk to famous special forces people from the ground level right up to generals. They're scared. And they ask me why I'm not more scared. I I'm scared of the globalists winning. I can't give up my fight. Right as so many people are waking up. You see, there's a realization taking place that we're in the hands of true scientific evil. And a lot of people think they're just going to keep their head down and make it out of this. Keeping our heads down got us into this position. I don't have much more proving what I've warned of here on air. I mean, it's really pointless. It's almost like just giving a weather report in the middle of winter and telling you, you know, that it's below zero in Michigan or Minnesota. I mean, everybody knows that. But I just can't believe the mind trick that they've run on men in this country to believe that they don't have the power to change the world and to believe that they should just capitulate to evil. I mean, as the evil intensifies, I know that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Newtonian physics, it's a spiritual rule as well. And I can feel the power of liberty rising. I can feel the strength, the discernment, the focus, the will. And a lot of men feel that as well, but they're scared of it. They need to embrace it, and they need to commit to their destiny to fight tyranny. Because tiny 1%, 5% measures against evil will not buy you a ticket out of hell. And I mean hell on this planet, not hell after you die. And your children will be brought into bondage and will be destroyed by the globalist if you don't, as men, stand up against this system. You see all these men out there that act so tough, boy. Somebody's dog craps in their yard, they'll get in their face. Somebody takes their parking spot at the mall, they'll get in their face. They got courage up against other men. But when it comes to social conditioning and fear of the media, they shake in their boots. It is a Congressional Medal of Honor to be attacked and demonized and lied about by the establishment media. It is not a mark of shame when these enemies lie about you. But most people are in careers where they come out of entertainment, they're not disciplined in that they're always immersed in what's going on. And so they really don't understand the power of the individual overall. And they really buy in to the overall bluster and bark of the New World Order. You know, the Bible says that Satan goes about like a lion roaring, seeing who he may devour. And people fall down before the devil in fear, and they think that's going to protect them from the lion. When you can run the spear of truth right into that beast, and it'll turn tail and run so fast, it'll make your head spin. Victory against evil is in our hands. And all we need is a few good men who aren't afraid. And who aren't afraid to fail. So many great men, and they are great men, want to figure out the perfect lever, the perfect button, the perfect move, the perfect plan to move the world. It's the intent, it's the action, it's the struggle that together will cause ripple effects that finds the answers to change our current course. Now, when we come back, I'm just going to mention some of the news that's coming up, then I'll get into the China situation, but they're going to feed everything you do into these grids, and then you're going to have a credit score, but it's a social score. Your internet ID, where if your score isn't high enough, you can't even go on websites, you can't even be on the internet, and it's going to be for jobs, it's going to be for culture, it's hooked into the governments. It is beyond 1984, and if your friends don't have good ratings, you lose ratings. So it's also meant to shun society and create electronic gulags, literal.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Have yourself a wounds. Evil Charlie Brown song. Normally we don't even play Christmas music, but the war on Christmas is completely open and naked now. Colleges all over are banning it. They're banning I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, saying it's racist. I'm not kidding. That's in the stack today. They really are turning us into a big Soviet-style gulag. It really is crazy. And a lot of folks think complying is going to protect them. No, it's going to destroy us. I look at every news channel, and all they show is police brutality videos. By design, to harness all the anger at the government and focus it at the police, so the globalists can come in and federalize and globalize the local police. We have three different TV networks on in the control room, another network on in the coffee room, and every channel I just looked at as I walked through was police bashing. And you go, Alex, you're the guy that wrote the book, literally, and made the films, literally, on the corruption of police and the takeover of police. Yes, that was to stop the globalists from taking them over and setting them up. This is a covert takeover. Now they're preparing to overthrow state and local governments and bring in UN thought crime reconciliation commissions and turn the police into pure political commissars to come after veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and Christians that aren't on the government system. Period. This is a war. Do I like seeing some crazy cop taser some old lady? Do I like seeing some nut cop shoot some guy in the back? No, but that is the tiny minority of police. And the police have been corrupted and have been twisted. So is society. But that is separate from the globalist trying to take over the police and running a war on the police. They got the police running their fake drug war on the public. That's something Congress brought in. That's something the CIA put in place. We change it at that level. We don't blame the police for it. They are the grassroots proletariat. They're where the rubber meets the road. And when they've been bullied into submission and taken over, they're going to come and arrest yours truly. You can guarantee that's where all this is going. I said I'd get into all the news, and I will. China social credit. Beijing sets up huge system. There's the BBC reporting on it like it's no big deal. But we're going to break down exactly what China announces and what they're setting up and go in an informational video on this in a moment, because this is the model. This is what SOPA and CISPA and all of this is about. This is what Zuckerberg and others admit they're doing. This is their plan. This is how they're going to do it. And they are calling in all the media people across this country, from local talk radio to national talk radio to Hollywood, and telling them, you toe the line with what's going to come down with carbon taxes, forced inoculations, everything, and you'll be left alone, and you won't be enforced on. You won't have to do all this stuff. You'll get a get-out-of-jail-free card, but if you don't, we're going to come after you. I mean, they're giving people these speeches now. Last year, they legalized the CIA running domestic operations in propaganda and infiltration. And what do you think they do now? They put their people over every major media outlet, and they sit there, and they point blank threaten everyone. They come to Matt Drudge, and they go, as a friend, as a Supreme Court justice, you're done. They're going to shut you down. Implied, you better roll over. And it's so crazy to hear the corrupt, compromised U.S. government say that, and the rogue Central Intelligence Agency run by foreign interests, that most Americans crap their pants. I don't. It's outrageously illegal. It's totally un-American. George Washington would just say, fix bayonets, go right at that. Well, that's what we're doing in the info war. These people do not have the moral high ground. They are hijackers of our country, hijackers of these agencies. And don't forget, I have a special report coming up on this. There is a mutiny in the brass against this. That's why they tried to purge so many. And I'm not lionizing the military for no reason. They are the only major group holding back so much of this. You think about that. That's why they want to take out the military, take out the police, take out local government, take out the state houses. This is a globalist takeover. America has been invaded. We are under attack. This is a red alert.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists are our enemies, and we do the opposite of what they do. They sneak in by stealth, brainwashing our children, adulterating our food and water, destroying our language, our sovereignty, attacking the family. They attack in the dead of night. We attack in frontal assaults to create spectacles, to open up the enemy, to draw them out, and to run them over. Because they want the population to believe they're powerful and invincible. They are weak. I was just telling Rob News some of the big names I've been talking to that are scared of the New World Order. Rob Dew has got so much courage in the reports and things he's done over the years. He doesn't act like a tough guy, but he is. He said they're weak. Every time we stand up, they fold. They're going to get us if we cower. That's when we lose. And he said, look at Bundy Ranch with David Knight and Josh Owens. There went 1,000 people, many of them on horseback. None of them aiming guns at the feds except one guy for a media op. And the feds were saying, we're going to shoot you, we're going to shoot you, we're going to shoot you if you come across the fence. Of course, they didn't. That was America's Tiananmen Square. And it shook the government and the criminals and Harry Reid to his core. He said, Homeland Security will get you. We're coming after you. You are domestic terrorist. No, Harry Reid, you're the terrorist. Terrorizing our Bill of Rights and Constitution, voting to bring in the real terrorists to attack us so you can then pass laws taking more of our freedoms. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not that I don't have fear. I know how the world works, and I have logic, and I know history. I'm afraid of us rolling over and losing. And then they come and pick us all off one by one. I know we haven't lost. I know we're close to winning. And the enemy knows that. That's why they're so scared. Folks, they have pulled out the stops. I don't even have time to do it, but last night I spent about 2 hours just so I could really analyze it after the children went to bed. At the computer, just scanning hundreds of articles yesterday with 4 or 5 talking points in all of them and looking how it was written by somebody else. They were given papers, and this is admitted. This was definitely Justice Department, Southern Poverty Law Center, or the CIA, or a mix of them. But it was all to different publications, big ones, small ones, little ones, all saying the same lies to assassinate my character. And it felt so good. It was so exciting. Because that means we are directly over enemy targets right now. We are absolutely having devastating victory right now. We're devastating the enemy right now. And in a frontal assault, if I get blown to bits politically or they set me up or whatever the case is, it doesn't matter. Why do you think they haven't moved openly? Instead, they use COINTELPRO operatives, infiltrators, and things like that, and we know all their tricks. And I literally just pray to God to protect us, and it's just miraculous the providence that happens to our enemies. And that's all behind-the-scenes stuff, but it's unbelievable. I hit my knees, and within 24 hours, my enemies are... I mean, it's not just the Internet and the New World Order. It's not just this stuff with the globalists playing God. There's a whole nother wireless Internet. It's called the Spirit. And you know who rules that? That's right. The devil wants to become that. The devil wants to be God. The devil isn't God. And if you don't believe in a physical devil, the Carl Jung allegory, the archetype, that's who the New World Order are. They have all the manifestations, all the characteristics, all the behaviors of what we would call the old serpent. They're it. Just like Rick Kurzweil said, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become God. And the God they're becoming isn't the God of the Bible. It's the God of this world, this little world. Hundreds of billions of galaxies photographed by the Hubble system. Millions of what are believed habitable Earth-like worlds, some of them only 25 light years away. And these people would have you believe that they're the gods of the universe. That's why everything they do is to shutter your consciousness and not let you see what's really all around you. I want to read this, and then I'm going to get into all the pieces I've been mentioning. I do this maybe once a year. I should do it more often. There was a cocktail party with the New York Times, Washington Post, and others at it in 2003. And they had just invaded Iraq and lied about it. Everybody knew it was a lie. They'd been told a lie. And they went over to Karl Rove and they said, aren't we losing credibility? I mean, isn't there good and evil in the world? You can read the full articles. It was kind of like the Gospels. It was from different perspectives and different newspapers, how the reporters saw it. It was pretty much the same thing. 3 articles were written about it. I say, like, you know, different perspectives, the different articles that were written, but it was the same quotes. And they go, you know, isn't there good and evil? I mean, really, just a blow up Iraq when clearly Saudi Arabia is involved in 9/11 and Iraq's arch enemies and they don't have WMDs? Why are we doing this? Why are we? I mean, because these reporters were going along with their orders. And Karl Rove looked at him and said, I control reality and you will do whatever I tell you. It doesn't matter how many lies there are. we that run the government are history's actors now, and you will just follow that. He said, you don't control your destiny. You're a slave. And they still bucked him and didn't, you know, use his name for the first few years, but they put the article out. I read another article one time about a beautiful reporter. She was at one of these cocktail parties, and Richard Pearl was there. And he was walking around to different women saying, you know how many people I've killed? I'm powerful. I don't kill people physically. Big, giant black circles around his eyes. Looks like a cross between the Penguin and Nosferatu meets Count Dracula, meets Frankenstein, meets Lardass. And the women were just repulsed by it. But he didn't seem to know that women weren't impressed by a guy walking around talking about, I command forces and I kill people. Imagine just walking around, I kill people. I kill people. I mean, Vladimir Putin's killed people with his bare hands. He doesn't run around going, I kill people. I kill people. I'm powerful. I mean, what a joke. This is who rules us? It's just they're so wicked and so pathetic, we just hand over our authority to them and just grovel. Let me read you the actual Karl Rove. Quotes. The aide said that guys like me were in what we call the reality-based community. This is Karl Rove talking to them. In what we call the reality-based community, which he defined as people who believe that solutions emerge from your judicious study of discernible reality. I nodded and murmured something about enlightenment principles. He cut me off. That's not the way the world really works anymore, he continued. We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality judiciously, as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which we can study too. And that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors now, and you, all of you, will be left just to study what we do. And you see that with the neocons running the Obama administration to a great extent. They're now threatening to break off and create their own party if Donald Trump gets the nomination to give it to Hillary. Of course, they run her. This is exposing the one-party system right now. Even Paul Craig Roberts has come out in support of Trump now. He gets it. And you look at this, and you look at where society's going, and you see Obama saying 2 + 2 = 5. I mean, that's in Common Core. And you didn't build your business. And raising the debt doesn't raise the debt. And you can keep your doctor. And the health care is free. And we're not coming after your guns. That's them telling you that reality doesn't matter. When Winston Smith from the Ministry of Truth, he's a propagandist, is at the Ministry of Love, where they torture people to death. It's up is down, down is up, 1984. And O'Brien, one of the chief technicians, one of the party heads, enjoys his work torturing people because he is a priest of power attacking the human beauty and trampling it forever in a ritual human sacrifice. They had a top Russian Duma member come out on Russian TV 2 days ago and say, basically, the people running America are Satanist, and they want to sacrifice America. And then there were other quotes about it's ritual sacrifice in the debates talking about blowing up Russia. See, it's not that Russia is so good, it's that we're so bad. They've already been through the depths of hell. And so they're clawing at the surface wanting air. We're told sitting down here on the bottom turning blue is fun. And that's why you watch any sitcom, any drama, any movie, reality and things making sense are under attack to scramble people's brains so they will accept this globalist, cultural, spiritual, genetic overwrite that's happening right now. There is no escaping this but by resisting it. There's a spirit of the New World Order. It says, Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. And they teach that you manifest by what you believe, and so you just believe something that's going to happen. No, you become delusional and frame reality to your delusion. The secret is a fraud. When you have the tools, the research, the background, the capacity, and the developmental time, humans can manifest. We're made in the image of God. But it's not done instantaneously. And I've had multiple people in the system recite to me like they were out of a space cult. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. They are choosing, as members of the successful class, not the ruling class, but the pampered class, the last class to be destroyed, but already being rotted from within. Because evil can only move against something that's already fallen. Unless goodness gives itself up to be destroyed. I mean, these are the deep secrets, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy doesn't want you to know. Abject doom is where the New World Order takes us. It's what it does. The devil and its spirit is a spoiled, rotten punk that if they can't be God, they're going to wreck everything else and wreck everybody else's free will and wreck everybody else's capacity to grow in God's plan to things that our eyes and ears and minds cannot even see or hear or imagine. Let me go ahead and get into the situation with China since I mentioned it. Not a bunch of articles here. Oh, China's social credit. Beijing sets up huge system. That's because England's coming in where they arrest you for your speech, even if it's nonviolent. It says most countries, the existence of a credit system isn't controversial. Oh, see, it's not controversial. Past financial information is used to predict whether individuals will pay their mortgages or credit card bill in the future. But China is taking the whole concept a few steps further. Oh, see, they just roll it out like it's no big deal. Then we actually have the proposal. The Chinese government is building an omnipotent, oh, that's not dangerous, social credit system that is meant to rate each citizen's trustworthiness. And, of course, who enters the data? You always hear from these UN-supported, New York Times-supported zeitgeist folks and their dumbed-down followers on average, who just want to hear something, some easy fix. Hey, we got spaceships, big plastic cities, it'll be heaven. You won't have to work. A big computer will decide what job you get and what you do. Oh, great, it's impartial. Oh, really? Like the Nazi IBM machines were impartial? What are you talking about? They're programmed for what they want to happen out of it. Within the next 4 years, China will enroll the entire country, companies, infrastructure, everything by law fed in to their NSA-style systems. Minor traffic violations. Friends of yours that don't have good social rating. What you've said about the government, everything will be fed into it. And the BBC reports it like it's a good thing. Now, what's that tell you? See, that's even more of the story, isn't it? Let's continue to anti-media's breakdown that actually quotes from the Chinese government announcement. China. As if further proof were needed of Orwell's dystopia is now upon us, China has now gamified obedience to the state. Though that is every bit as creepy, terrifying as it sounds, citizens may still choose whether or not they wish to opt in, which gives you basically a horrible score. That is, until the program becomes compulsory. Going under the innocuous name of Sesame Credit, China has created a score for how good a citizen you are, explains Extra Credit's video about the program. The owners of China's largest social networks have partnered with the government to create something akin to the U.S. credit score, but instead of measuring how regularly you pay your bills, it measures how obediently you follow the party line. And then it goes over all of it. And here's the rest of the story. This is being set up here. China's working with Microsoft and others to beta test everything there where they have no laws protecting people to then roll it out completely here. And that's why you look at SOPA, CISPA, and all these other acts, cybersecurity garbage, it meshes with this. And a lot of folks will say, well, I better go along with the system. I'd go along with helping the farmers market, and I'd go along with giving local police officers videos and books and material to wake them up. I'd go along with running for city council and state house. I'd work with your state. But the federal government's been seized, just like Vichy France. And you go along with this, you are a collaborator. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's perfect and that you're not going to buy some corporate stuff or go along with some stuff at times. Everybody does what you have to, but just be conscious of it and realize that this isn't a game. And they're going to use this in cultural shunning where people won't associate because, oh, my gosh, my digital score will be lowered, then I can't get loans, I can't get online, I can't get jobs. That creates electronic systems that will manifest true ghettos or virtual concentration camps is what this is for your political and spiritual beliefs. Mark of the Beast.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I just walked in the control room during the break, and everybody had some pretty serious, solemn looks on their faces. That's because they sit in there and read all the same stuff, see the same video clips I see. They know I'm not making this stuff up. And yes, Matt was saying, man, that's one of the darkest segments in a long time. It's one of the brightest segments in a long time. Because they don't want you to know they're pushing darkness and evil and creeping up on you. We are firing flares into the night, and we're not the ones that are showing, you know, we're not the ones manifesting the evil, the darkness. We're showing it. So, see, we're not dark. We're being real with you folks to hopefully not scare you, but motivate you to say no to this. Because the end game of this whole plan is to get us into electronic ghettos where we don't have jobs, where we're easily controlled, where we're poor. And then they're going to put us in physical ghettos. The British government's openly announced, and other ones, we played the newscast, that in the future, if you don't take microchips, you don't let the computer direct your life, when you get meat, where you work, what you do, you'll still be free. You're going to be put in a physical ghetto. I mean, my God, they're really doing it. They're really doing it, people. And then you'll beg for the ghettos because they're going to flood us with so many third world populations that are collapsing, who I care about. The globalists blocked their development. The globalists literally engineered this, admitted it all in the late 40s. But it doesn't matter. It's still a weapon system. God help us. That's why you see somebody like Vladimir Putin, who I've been very critical of in ways over the years, trying to be balanced. But basically, he opposes everything the New World Order is doing. And a lot of cold warriors who didn't trust Putin are now changing their mind. And you can look at Putin. He doesn't look like what he looked like 10 years ago. And I've been told by people high up in the Russian media and Russian government and other systems that I was told this years ago and didn't believe it. I mean, now I know it. Putin actually watches my films, listens to the show. We've been invited out to Russia one time. I didn't go. And it was, I'm not going to get into it, but the point is that if I get invited again, I'm going to go. Because I need to see this for myself. But humanity's in trouble, folks. We're in a lot of trouble. Matt and Nico, you guys didn't even want to come on here, but I want to drag you on here. I want to get you guys on air more. And, you know, all of you, anybody wants to pop in here. But just briefly, I mean, your take on this. Because we know that the U.S. and Europe are adopting the Chinese censorship model, and this is so draconian. This is, you can buy nor sell without the mark. The digital mark that you're a good little digital slave. This is it. And you're not going to hear a word out of the churches about this because they're so controlled. Nico? Matt?
So I haven't really done much research on it until this morning whenever Buckley sent me that article, and I've been reading up on it, and people over there are on all ends of the spectrum. Some people know about it and they think it's good because their social credit score allows them to book hotels without paying a deposit and whatnot. But if you have a bad score, they encourage people to push anybody else who has a bad score away from you because any friends that you associate with that have a bad score will bring your score down and that will...
And the government can put it arbitrarily in there. It's not like it's some private society you opt into like the credit system.
Well, currently it's opt-in, quote-unquote, and then it'll be mandatory 2020 moving forward. And the way that they're going to implement this is if you have a good score, then you get perks. If you have a bad score, then it's hard for you to, you're limited in the number of jobs you
can get. And then they can change the stimuli with more and more control to keep your good score and get you to do anything they want. And as Matt pointed out, the gamification with all these video games and online stuff, that's priming everybody. Stay there, Nico. I didn't mean to cut you off. You're absolutely on target. Stay there. We'll come back with Nico. Come back with Matt. Then William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, the biggest NSA whistleblower in history. Technically even bigger than Snowden. It's all coming up. I've signed my John Hancock. If you take action, folks, you only live once.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.